USA Radio News. I'm Rick Vincent.
At least four women who Christine Blasey Ford said was at the high school party in the 80s when she was sexually assaulted by Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh say they have no recollection of the party. Kavanaugh friend and colleague Sarah Fagan, a Republican strategist, tells ABC's This Week there's no reason for them to testify.
When someone comes forward and says, it didn't happen, I don't have any recollection of it, I wasn't there, the party didn't happen, I'm not certain what questioning will be of value, she's the one who needs to be heard from.
There's a tentative agreement for Ford to testify Thursday before the Senate Judiciary Committee about her allegation against Kavanaugh. Details are still being negotiated. Kavanaugh denies any allegations. China has summoned the U.S. ambassador in Beijing and postponed joint military talks to protest new sanctions imposed by the Trump administration. The U.S. acted after Beijing bought Russian fighter jets and a surface-to-air missile system. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
The U.S. ambassador to the United Nations is rejecting Iran's claim that the U.S. shares in the blame for an attack on a Tehran military parade that killed at least 25 people. Nikki Haley tells CNN State of the Union that Hassan Rouhani's allegation of support from an unnamed U.S. ally is baseless and the U.S. is not looking to do a regime change.
The president has been very strong on Iran. He's been very strong that we can't turn away from them, that they are a bad actor. And you'll continue to see him strong in terms of every action we take from there.
A couple getting married in Texas wasn't rained out. They were flooded out from the rapidly rising San Gabriel River. Guests had camped out in RVs and tents Friday night waiting for Saturday's wedding ceremony. The father of the groom says the water came up so quickly there was no time to escape.
People were camping out down there too in tents, and they had to rescue some people from on top of the cars. A lot of the cars got washed down the river.
The Williamson County Sheriff's Office began receiving calls in the early hours of Saturday asking for water rescues. Some guests had to climb trees to escape the water. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Equal Employment Opportunity Commission filed a lawsuit alleging that Walmart has violated federal law by discriminating against pregnant workers. USA's Wendy King has details.
Pregnant employees were not given the chance to participate in a company program that allowed light-duty lifting while other workers with lifting restrictions were accommodated at Walmart Distribution Center in Menominee, Wisconsin. The suit was filed on behalf of Alyssa Gillum, who worked at the Walmart in Wisconsin from 2014 to 2017. Gillum requested light-duty transfer after she became pregnant in 2015, but the company denied it, continuing to require her to lift heavy items. Because her request was not accommodated, she had to take intermittent leave and transfer to a part-time job so she could lift fewer hours per week. As a result, she lost her benefits and received a pay cut. Meanwhile, non-pregnant employees with similar lifting restrictions were accommodated.
Cody Wilson has been brought back to the U.S. to face charges of having sex with an underage girl. Investigators say he had fled to Taiwan after being tipped off about his arrest warrant. A 16-year-old girl told Austin police the 30-year-old had taken her to a hotel room in August and paid her $500 for sex. Wilson was tracked down and booked on $150,000 bond. Wilson may be best known for his legal battle to post blueprints for a 3D printable handgun on the Internet. Japan has successfully landed two rovers on the surface of an asteroid in the first asteroid landing of its kind. For USA Radio.